Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is October 12th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI silos, AI bias, AI teamwork, enterprise AI. AI silos. Google is breaking down AI silos with its new Gemini Enterprise platform, designed to automate complex workflows and transform businesses. According to Google Cloud, about two-thirds of its customers already use its AI products. Now, with Gemini Enterprise, Google aims to consolidate all AI components into a comprehensive platform, offering a complete package for workplace transformation. The goal is to extend AI use from isolated silos to company-wide coordination of complex tasks. Gemini Enterprise features six core components, including Gemini models acting as the system's brain, and a no-code workbench open to all employees for automating processes and analyzing information. Google provides ready-made agents for quick starts, secure integration of company data, and connectivity to external sources like Microsoft 365, Salesforce, and SAP. A central governance framework and access to an open ecosystem with over 100,000 partners complete the package. AI bias. Large language models like ChatGPT and the German equivalent LeoLM are not as impartial as they might seem. A recent study by professors Anna Kruspe and Mila Stillman from the Munich University of Applied Sciences reveals that these AI systems can mirror and reinforce regional biases, particularly against East Germans. The research, titled Saxony-Anhalt is the Worst, found that such models tend to assign lower scores to East Germans than their Western counterparts across various traits. Intriguingly, the results show inconsistencies, such as East Germans being rated less diligent and less lazy simultaneously. This could have tangible negative impacts when used in recruitment, credit assessments, or other evaluative processes, potentially undervaluing the qualifications of those from Eastern regions. AI teamwork. A researcher at Northeastern University in Boston has developed a data-driven method that combines three tests, grounded in information theory, to identify whether multi-agent systems exhibit emergent properties, abilities that exceed the sum of their parts. This method distinguishes between various forms of collaboration. Agents can act identically, complement each other, or even work against one another. The key criterion is whether they provide information that is only available collectively. Utilizing partial information decomposition and time-delayed mutual information, the method assesses whether these systems develop emergent traits. Interestingly, the study suggests that teamwork can be enhanced through targeted prompt engineering, where agents with unique personalities and metacognitive instructions are more likely to develop productive role distributions. Enterprise AI. Zendesk has introduced AI agents aimed at tackling 80% of customer service inquiries. Meanwhile, Anthropic has teamed up with IBM in a new strategic partnership, adding to its agreement with Deloitte. Google has also unveiled an AI for business platform, signaling a significant week for enterprise AI deals. However, not everything is seamless in the corporate world. Interestingly, Deloitte's announcement coincided with news from the Australia Department of Employment and Workplace Relations, which required Deloitte to refund a report containing apparent AI-generated inaccuracies. These developments highlight both the potential and challenges of integrating AI into business operations. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.